I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. The fallout in Iran from a month of deadly protests and government crackdown is far from over. The Center for Human Rights in Iran reports mass arbitrary arrests, denial of legal counsel, and worse, as the regime tries to squelch opposition. Fadi Sharaya with the MENA Leadership Center says,
what is my concern is, number one, is people who are created on the image of God are being killed.
One U.S.-based human rights group reports over 6,400 total deaths, with over 17,000 more being investigated. Weeks of internet blackout across the nation has made verification even harder. Change in Iran has a long way to go. Sharaya says that because Iran is a religious regime, the fight is against thoughts and doctrine, not just the army. So please, pray for underground believers in Iran in extreme danger. Pray for God to be glorified in Iran. And Egypt hosts more than 1 million registered refugees, according to December data from the UN Refugee Agency. The total number is likely much higher. And every one of these children, women, and men needs so much more than just food and shelter.
They are coming just to find hope in our country. And they fear the future. So we have to give him hope and comfort.
That's Merihan, who serves with Casa de Bara Evangelical Church in Egypt. After 2 years of hard work, the church is ready to open a new education center for around 80 kids in the Sinai Peninsula. This will meet a critical need for refugees who can't access public schools. Praise God, a local church in Sinai is partnering with KDEC to staff the center. Showing the love of Christ to families opens the way to share his message. Pray for God's protection and grace over this school. Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listener supported by people just like you. By giving to Mission Network News, you enable us to keep the stories of God's kingdom coming. Look for links at missionnews.org. I'm Kramer.